Good morning. To review why we're talking about what we're talking about, Gemara mentioned the Malach Duma, who oversees, according to one explanation, the Gehenim, according to another explanation, all the dead, which led us to discuss where do neshamos go when a person dies? In common speech, we say he went to Olam Haba, he went to Gan Eden, went to Gehenim, and we saw yesterday that Gemara in Masechet Shabbos that talks about where neshama goes, where a person dies, doesn't use those words, certainly. For Sadigon, seems to say the neshamos, based on that Gemara, the neshamos just go into storage, either under the Kisei HaKavod or in some lower place, depending on the merits of the neshama, until it will be time for Tchias HaMesim. Today we will talk about the Ramban. According to Rav Sadia Gaon and the simple reading of the Gemara that we read in Shabbos, the neshamos just are waiting somewhere. There's no mention of reward. There's no mention of punishment, other than we did say that some neshamos go into a slingshot and be shot back and forth across the world. The only punishment that was mentioned was watching the body decompose. The terms Gan Eden, Gehenim, Olam HaNeshamos, those terms were not used. And yet we do commonly, every child knows that when a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba or he goes to Gan Eden. Hopefully one of the things we're getting out of this shiur is to get over some of the things that we learned as children. However, in this particular case, there is, at least according to, as Yitzi alluded to, according to the Ramban, that terminology would be correct. But before we get to the Ramban, let's see what little bit the Rambam has to say about this. I mentioned when we first started this very quickly the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam on Er Perek of Sanhedrin. He talks about different stages of existence, and he talks about a spiritual world called Olam Haba. And he separately talks about Gan Eden and Gehenim as physical places. And he says that Olam Haba is a place where the neshamos enjoy whatever spiritual accomplishments they accomplished during their lives on earth. And that's called enjoying the Ziv HaShchina, the shine, the light of the Shechina. Gan Eden, he says, is a physical place somewhere, and someday Hashem will show us how to get there, and we will enjoy its pleasures. Clearly, according to the Rambam, Olam Haba is something different from Gan Eden. And we know that Olam Haba, according to Rambam also says that the ultimate good is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is where the neshama goes after Tchias HaMesim. According to the Rambam, there's Yemos HaMashiach and Tchias HaMesim together. Then everybody dies and goes to Olam Haba. It seems, the Rambam doesn't say this clearly in Perush Mishnayos, but one could read it as Olam Haba is also where a person goes, where neshama goes when a person dies, and then to come back later at Tchias HaMesim. In other words, it's exactly the same quote-unquote, place. Person dies, goes to Olam Haba, he'll come back, he'll die again, he'll go to Olam Haba again. That's a possible reading of the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Chet, the Rambam says, Zeh shekaru oto chachamim Olam Haba, ha'olam haba, that which the chachamim call Olam Haba, Lo mivnei sheino matsui ata. So Olam Haba means the world to come. It's not called the world to come because it doesn't exist now. V'zeh olam oved v'charech yavo oto olam. It's not that our world will be destroyed and then another world will come. That's not so. El harehu matzui v'omeid. It exists now. Shenemar shet safanta palta. It says that you've hidden it. It exists now, but it's hidden. Lo karu olam haba. So why is it called olam haba? El mivnei shotana chayim ba'im lo la'adam achar chaye olam hazeh. It's because after living in this world, person goes to olam haba. Achar olam hazeh shanu chayim bo beguf v'nefesh. After this world, in which a person lives with a body and a soul. And this world exists from the beginning. So according to the Rambam, seems to be saying pretty clearly, what we call Olam Haba already exists. And he seems to be saying that that's where a person goes, where he when he dies as well as later. The Ravid asks on this, says the Rambam seems to be contradicting the Gemara that says that after 6,000 years, Olam Hazeh will be destroyed. It's a topic for another time. That Gemara will come up later. We alluded to it before. It will actually come up later. But it seems almost certain that the Rambam holds that the Olam Haba of the future is the same Olam Haba where a person and the neshama goes when it dies, and it's different than Gan Eden and Gehenim, which are physical places somewhere. We haven't discovered them yet. Someday Hashem will. Gehenim, he says, maybe doesn't exist yet. Maybe Gehenim is that the sun will move closer to the earth, and some people will be protected, and other people won't be protected. He speculates, he says, he doesn't know for sure what it is. And Gan Eden is a physical place that exists somewhere, and we just don't know where it is. And someday Hashem will show us, and we'll go enjoy it.
So what's the connection, though? I never understood this, according to the Rambam, between Gan Eden and Olam Haba.
None. That's the point. There seems to be no connection at all. It seems that maybe in the days of Mashiach or something like that, Hashem will, he doesn't say, he says, someday Hashem will suddenly show up on our GPSs and we'll be able to go to Gan Eden. He doesn't say when, but it seems to have nothing to do with the Olam Haba.
So this is where what you were describing as the young person's view with Olam Haba.
The Ramban in Shar HaGmul also quotes a tshuva of the Rambam. We don't have this tshuva, but it's quoted by the Ramban, and it's quoted in Shelos Tshuvos Maram al Shakar. It is a tshuva to the Chacham Hagadol Abu el Patziel ben al Nakad. In any event, that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam we've already discussed, that the Rambam holds, unlike most others, that Tchiyas HaMesim is without the guf. According to the Rambam, there's Tchiyas HaMesim, then everybody dies and goes to Olam Haba. Similarly, after a person dies in this life, goes to Olam Haba. The Ramban in Shar HaGmul, in the edition with the commentary Chazon Yoel, paragraph Kuf Pei Beis, he says, "Ha'onesh hazeh shel gehinom miyad hu ba'al adam achar hamita." The punishment of Gehenom comes to a person immediately after death. His commentary Chazon Yoel says he doesn't mean immediately after death. After death, there's judgment, and then if a person is found needing to go to Gehenom, then immediately after that he goes to Gehenom. Techef Sharasha Mate Nafshomit Kasheret Begalgal Ha'esh, and he describes it. Immediately when Rasha dies, his soul is connected to a ball of fire. You could still say immediately, because surely the judgment in Shemayim doesn't, it's not like a trial now that it takes, it's not like 6 months of preparing and interviewing witnesses and there's no time in Shemayim. So it's all instantaneous anyway. So the Rasha's neshama is connected to this ball of fire, misham nitzvenet lahar shel esh, and then it flows into a river of fire, hayotzei mitachat kisei hakavod, which comes from under the kisei hakavod. And he goes on with a description in this manner. The Ramban holds that Gan Eden and Gehenim are both places in this world. They are physical places. But I mentioned this before. Okay? There are physical things that we would all agree they're physical, but we can't sense them, right? Like neutrons and electrons and protons. We can sense their effects, but we can't see them. We still say they're physical. Similarly, the neshama itself, neshama is here in this world. It is in some sense, we say it's spiritual compared to the physical body, but it's in some sense a physical thing. Okay? And it's just he uses the word dak, it's very fine. So we can't sense it. So this description of a fire, it's some kind of physical fire that's just too fine for us to sense. That's not how the Ramban explains. Later in Shaar HaGmul, paragraph Shin Zayin, the Ramban says, ומכל פנים נלמד בפירוש העולם הבא שהוא עולם שיש בו גוף ומקדש וכליו. עולם הבא is a world where there will be a body, there will be a Beis HaMikdash, there will be implements of the Beis HaMikdash, ואינו עולם הנשמות. It's not the world of the neshamos. This is the first time we're hearing this term, עולם הנשמות, in a written source. שכל אדם... Every person immediately after he dies has a portion of Olam Haba, of Olam HaNeshamos rather. Depending on his level, he has some greater or lesser portion in Olam HaNeshamos. The commentary, again, Chazon Yoel, points out that unlike Olam Haba, which we discussed way back, we talked about what is kares. According to Ramban, a person could have kares, he could be cut off from Olam Haba. But Olam HaNeshamos, everybody goes to, which we said is, so far we've said it's Gehenim, we'll say it's also Gan Eden, okay. That everybody goes to. Kares doesn't affect that. If a person deserves a punishment of being cut off, if you want to recall what that punishment is all about, you can go back to those shiurim. He then continues, Ramban continues, V'davar pashutu b'gemara shetim tzabo b'mkumot rabim shemas kirim rishayim b'geinom. The Gemara in many places refers to rishayim being in Gehenim, and not just Jewish rishayim, non-Jewish rishayim. Kigon Titus, like the Emperor Titus, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Yeshu, and Yashka. Gemara in Gittin does not mention him by name. It calls him Hahu Gavra, that man. And it's actually censored out because in most Gemaras you won't find it. The censors understood who that man was and took it out. But he's also in Gehenim. Ushar Rishaim and other Rishaim as well. Kigon Adat Korach Vizulatam. Shibizman Hazehim Dirnim Sham. They are presently being judged in Gehenim. Umazkrim Tzadikim Shem Gan Eden. And the Gemara also mentions Tzadikim being in Gan Eden. Kigon Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Vizulatam, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and others. In Brachus Rabbah, it mentions Yossi ben Yoezer and his nephew being in Gan Eden. And in Vayikra Rabbah, it says that the Tzadikim come up from Gan Eden and see the Rishayim being judged in Gehenim. which is interesting because we usually talk about Gehenim being down, but here it says the tzaddikim come up from Gan Eden. There's no Gemara that says somebody is now in Olam Haba. Elom Rim, we find the expression mizuman l'che Olam Haba, that a person is invited to Olam Haba. For example, Gemara in Brachos says after Rabbi Kiva was tortured and died with the words Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, that he... that Gemara says he's invited to Olam Haba. We talked about this, I think, in the very first shiur we had on Perek Chelek. What does it mean he's invited to Olam Haba? It says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. Everybody has a share in Olam Haba. So what does it mean Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Lezer ben Durdaya is invited to Olam Haba? So one of the explanations we gave, which is from Tosfos, is that it means bypassing the stage of judgment, bypassing punishment for any sins, they will be invited straight to Olam Haba. But nowhere, the Ramban says, nowhere does the Gemara say somebody is currently in Olam Haba. We do find Gemara saying people are currently in Gehenim or Gan Eden. Because, and the reason is because Olam Haba is later. Olam Haba is according to the Ramban, is the same thing as Chesa Mesim. Or it's immediately after Tchias HaMesim, the body and soul together go to Olam Haba. V'amru b'sifri b'Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Medrash Sifri regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, ginazol l'chei Olam Haba. He was hidden away for a life in Olam Haba. Lo shuach shav b'chei Olam Haba. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu died and went to Olam Haba. V'amru b'Rabbi Akiva b'mitato, as I just mentioned, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shiatzat nishmatcha b'echad v'atam mezuman l'chei Olam Haba. Fortunate. You are fortunate that you died with the word Echad and saying that Hashem is one and you are invited to Olam Haba. And similarly, Rabbi Lezer ben Durdaya and Ketiyah bar Shalom in the first parak of Avodah Zarah. Hare, Shalachar p'tiratan shel tzadikim omrim aleihem mezumanim l'chei Olam Haba. You see that after tzadikim die, it says they are invited to Olam Haba. Shu lashon atid lahem, which is the future tense. But when they die from this world, they go to Gan Eden first. Shu olam haneshamot, which is the olam haneshamos. And that's not called going to Olam Haba, which is in the future. V'amru bibracha, diroeh kivrei Yisrael. There's a bracha to say on seeing a Jewish cemetery, if a person doesn't see them frequently. And the girsa that the Ramban has in the Gemara, the version the Ramban has, which is not the bracha that we say, is Ve'imit etchem b'din. You say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Ve'imit etchem b'din. He put you to death with justice. Vu'atid lakim etchem l'chei Olam Haba b'din. And he will bring you back with justice to Olam Haba. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Our version actually is different. It does not mention the words Olam Haba. It just says Atid Lahakim Etchem B'din. But that was the version that the Ramban had. And then the Ramban says, the same benching, Harachaman Yizakenu, and in Nusach Sfard, V'yakarvenu, it says Ramban was a Sfardi, so it says Harachaman Yizakenu V'yakarvenu, Limot HaMashiach Ulche Olam Haba. May Hashem bring us close to the days of Mashiach and the days of Olam Haba. If Olam Haba was where a person goes when he dies, he wouldn't daven every day. We also say at the end of Uval Tzion, which we say every single day. Yirasom Afanecha, Shinizkeh, V'nichyeh, V'nireh, V'nirash, Tuvah, V'racha, L'shnei Yimot HaMashiach Ulche Olam Haba. That we should merit and live and inherit Olam Haba. If Olam Haba is where you go when you die, you wouldn't be davening that Hashem should bring it closer. We don't want to die. We want to live. So clearly, Olam Haba is not where a person goes where when he dies. Rather, there's something called Olam HaNeshamos, which consists of Gan Eden and Gehenim. And that's where a person goes when he dies, according to Ramban. According to the Rambam, it seems that when a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba. So when we use those terms, he died, he went to Olam Haba, Gan Eden, we're actually mixing up two completely different perspectives, one the Ramban or the Rambam. It's brought down in Poskim, we've shown him, actually based on Medrash Tanchuma, that on Shabbos, the neshamos that are in Gehenim get a reprieve. There's no Gehenim on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, they go back to Gehenim. And this is a source for a number of different customs that we have. One is the idea of making Kelmal Rachamim for the dead on Shabbos. It comes from this, that we're praying that their decree should be lightened. And we say, Gan Eden Teheminu Chato, his resting place should be in Gan Eden. We're asking Hashem, don't put him back in Gehenna. Put him in Gan Eden. That's one custom that comes from there. Another thing is, on Motzei Shabbos, we say V'hinoam. Usually after Maariv, after Shemoneh Esrei, we say Aleinu, we go home. Why on Motzei Shabbos do we stretch out the davening with V'hinoam? One of the explanations given, and these are brought in Rishonim, is that we're stretching out the davening because the neshamos don't go back to Gehenim until everybody's gone home from shul, which is even a reason to keep Rabbeinu Tam's time, to wait 72 minutes for Shabbos to be over. I saw somewhere, I don't remember where I saw it, so I don't know if it's a Rishon or even an authoritative source, but possibly that after a person dies, if he's in Gehenna, the time that his reprieve will end will be the time that he ended Shabbos. So just a reason not to be in a rush after Motzei Shabbos. Daven slower, say Vinoam a little slower, a little more Kavana. There also are allusions in the reason we don't say Vinoam in a week in which Yom Tov falls is because the simple explanation is Vinoam Hashem Elokeinu Maaseh Yadeinu Koneinu, that we're asking Hashem to grant success to our work. And since it's not going to be a regular work week, so we don't need to daven as much for success in our work. That's the simple explanation. Well,
time concept doesn't apply.
There's Rosh Hashanah in Shemayim. Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah. He must know when Rosh Hashanah is, so he could also know when Shabbos is. There's also an expression which I was waiting for you to ask about, and you didn't, and we're not going to talk about it now because it's a complicated topic. But Gehenna's only for 12 months. But you see, there must be a calendar if they know what 12 months is. Ramban explains whose Gehenna is only 12 months and whose Gehenna is forever.
I've heard that explanation most is by the Bahu, who Ravum drag that out.
Right.
It's just so the implication of that is that people have to return to Gehenna.
When Barcho is there. Correct.
As opposed to later.
Correct. That is also brought down. Just one last point. You asked yesterday, by implication, not in exactly these words, why doesn't the Torah talk about any of this? Torah doesn't mention. Torah mentions in last week's parsha, Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden. But Gan Eden is never mentioned again in the Torah. Gehenna is not mentioned in the Torah. Why is it not mentioned if these are legitimate Jewish concepts? Rav Aviner, contemporary Rav in Israel, talks about this in his commentary on the Rambam's commentary on our chapter of Sanhedrin. He points out that there are many things like Mashiach. The Torah hints at Mashiach, a couple psukim at the end of the Torah hint about Mashiach, and then chapters and chapters and chapters of the prophets elaborate on this idea. The Torah says, wear tefillin. The Torah actually doesn't use the word tefillin, but the Torah tells us to tie some parshas to our head. It doesn't tell us what they are. It's fundamental to our belief that the Torah Shebaal Peh, the written Torah, was given with the oral Torah, and they complement each other. And the it's enough for the Torah to say, if you do mitzvahs, you'll be rewarded, and if you sin, you'll be punished. The Torah is under no obligation to spell out the details any more than it spells out how to make tefillin. The concepts are elaborated on in the Nevi'im, granted the not with the words Gan Eden and Gehenim. Gehenim is mentioned in Nevi'im as name of a place. It's in Yerushalayim. It's the Valley of Ben Hinnom. And Gemara in Sukkah makes a connection between that place and Gehenim as a spiritual concept. But Nevi'im certainly talk about the soul having a very humiliating punishment. Why Hashem chose to write certain things and leave certain things to oral tradition, we don't know. But that is the tradition that we have. If we find some of these concepts in other religions as well, it's because they stole them from us. We came first, and Christianity and Islam are both in large part based on Judaism. Obviously, they have concepts that are foreign to Judaism as well. Certainly, the Muslim idea of Gan Eden is different than our idea of Gan Eden. But like so many other things, it's not a problem that the Torah doesn't talk about it explicitly. You know, the most obvious example is tefillin. You would not know from the Torah what tefillin look like or what to do with them or and so on. So that's essentially Rav Aviner's explanation. Could be a long discussion in itself, but not for now. But have a good day.